You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and as always, we're going to have an amazing show. We have some wonderful guests today in the Punch Bowl. We have announcements, as always, but before we get started, what we're going to do is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Good morning, good morning. If you're just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins and your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, today we have an amazing show. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Our first guest is a producer and talent promoter who's going to fill us in on the history of his famous father. Please welcome Mr. Elijah Green, Jr. Good morning, Mr. Green. How are you?
I am fine, fine, and it's a pleasure and honor to be on this fabulous show, radio show, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Mrs. Monique. She's a fabulous person. I always enjoy talking to her, and she turned me on to this program. It's a fabulous program that gives people the opportunity to express themselves and their goals that they made in life, as far as for entertainment and all.
Absolutely. We always love Monique. Monique is wonderful. We're bringing her into the Punch TV Studios family and fold. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to Monique. So, Mr. Green, what do you have going on? We want to hear the history of your famous father. That's what we're dying to hear.
Oh, definitely. Well, my father was the first Black African-American that President Franklin D. Roosevelt had gave a pair of lay braces to, because him and the President of the United States had the same disease. They call it infantile paralysis, and it's known as polio today. It all started at the Hollywood It was a Hollywood Christmas party. And he came all the way down from Washington, D.C. to bring my father a set of leg braces. My father was 14 years old when he made his debut in entertainment. And he didn't have a group during that time. He had just barely got a group at the age of 14. And the president bent down to his ankles and set a set of leg braces on his legs. And in return, my father sung the national anthem to him. And my father told him, I would like to come to the White House and sing for you. And the president said he would definitely like to see that. And he really enjoyed my father singing and all. And but what happened was a couple of weeks later, the president died from the same disease that he had had. That's what my father had told me, you know, verbally when I was a young child, you know. And it happened in 1944. My father's in the Black Essence on L.A., the Michael Tom Reed book with a lot of famous people is in there for Michael Jackson, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and et cetera, you know. And the Black Essence L.A. on L.A.'s roots, where Michael Tom Reed is the writer and author of the book. That book is a book that any entertainer or anyone that really loves black entertainment, they should have that book because there's a lot of black history in there. And it started at the Community Chess Building in Hollywood. It's where my father received a pair of leg braces from President Roosevelt. And also Margaret O'Brien was there as well. She worked with in plenty of movies. Also worked with Elizabeth Taylor. Now, I reunited myself with her about a few years ago, about 5 years ago now. And I went, Carmelita gave an event. It was in the Valley. And she introduced me to Margaret O'Brien, and I showed her the book and all. And she remembered that. She remembered that footage. You know, she remembered quite a few things with my father encountered the President of the United States. He was there when he received the prayer of labor.
Wow, that is an amazing. What we're always doing here at Punch TV Studios is looking for movies and stories. So we create movies from the lives of ordinary people. So just listening to you, this is something that many people definitely may not be aware of. So we have to bring those stories to life.
Oh, definitely. We do. You know, we do have to be creative with the truth, you know, of our history.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've allowed your father to be an example of the things that you want to do. So now you're producing, you're a talent promoter, correct?
Yes, I'm an entertainment networking manager where, you know, I would take a couple of friends, whoever that may want to promote what they're doing. Like my nephew, I take him and help him promote because he's a rapper. He looks like Tupac. He's 6'2 in height, and he's a muscle tone guy, and he's a very nice person, and he's a rapper and actor and all. And he's the first one that I have took with me. Of course, a couple of my friends, first family member I took with me to promote what they're doing, you know, and I volunteer and do this for people.
What are you focused on as far as production? Because we're launching Punch TV Studios. We're launching the network August 1st. So everybody is running around, scrambling, focused, excited. I mean, this is our first full power station. Being a full power station, it will put us on every major cable network in Southern California August 1st. So we're looking for new shows. We're actively looking for new content for the network.
Well, right now, I'm in a process. I'm going into acting big time. I have done things in the past. I was in the Martin Luther King Parade with my father and this group more than a few years ago, and just recently, just a couple years ago, I was in a parade with Margaret Avery from the Purple, Dave McKnight, and he co-starred with Steven Seagal in the original movie Under Siege, and also the LA Wee TV hair star that does films as well. And they're very nice people, you know. And other than that, I did some other things. It's about 7 months ago, I had went in for recording for doing a track with David Ligorian. It's called We Are One. We're one village. It's a community, nationwide, international song with a lot of great people on there. It's very, very beautiful song, and that's really, I was really proud to be a part of that track. My name is on the credits along with Boyz II Men and the Jacksons and other great stars, you know. And it's an honor to represent my father, his history, and all. It's a lovely thing. It really is. It's a privilege talking with you. You sound like a very nice, fabulous person as well.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate it. So for our listeners who would like to pick up that song, where are they able to purchase it?
Well, you're able to purchase it if you go on VernonGreenOfTheRedallions.com, we're able to purchase some of his albums, as well as you can, I don't know, they might be able possibly to be able to go on Amazon. I'm not sure, but you'd be surprised what you can find, you know, the albums. But I know Ace Records, you can get albums from them. You know, that's overseas, .com. But it's nice to be with you to listen to your roots that started it all, you know. And then back then it was really real music. I mean, they really sung then, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we definitely want to be a part of what you are doing. We would like to invite you to add your song, add your CD, add your music, add notifications of any upcoming events that you have on our social media network. It is called Nabuki. That's nabuki.com, NABUKIE.com. So we invite you to visit us at nabuki.com. We also want to keep updated on everything, but we'd like to thank you for joining us this morning in the Punch Bowl, Mr. Green.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, I've been around doing more than a few shows, like I booked Bonnie Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. You can see her autograph on my father's picture along with the group. And I booked her co-star with her with Variety Talk. And also Coco Brown, that works with Tyler Perry. I booked her and co-starred with her as well on her show. And she's come out the movie Ted, too. She's done a lot of fabulous things, her and Bonnie Pointer. And it was a privilege and honor to be able to book them and co-star with them, for them to work with us.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's very impressive. Well, we thank you for taking your time and for being in the Punch Bowl with us this morning. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, so much. And it was always a privilege and honor to talk with you this morning, and also sending a shout-out to Mr. Joseph Collins. He's a great, fabulous person, generally. He really is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We have to thank Mr. Collins for everything that he has done to bring Punch TV Studios this far. We still have so much yet to do, but yes, we definitely have to thank Mr. Collins. And with that, we will be right back in the Punch Bowl after this brief commercial break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation, this is a show that you do not want to miss. If you are listening in on the line and you love to join the conversation, please press 1 so we know you like to voice your comment, your thoughts, or just join us in the punch bowl. If you're listening to the show on your computer and you like to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number, 657-383-1974. And press 1 to jump in the hot seat in the punch bowl. Our next guest is the CEO and president of That's So Funny Entertainment, a production company that brings creative ideas to life through film, TV, and theater, located in lovely New Jersey. Good morning, Ms. Roman. Are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Monique. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. You're talking to Sharifa Hardy, co-host of
Changing the
Conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. Sharifa, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just
it's
went
okay.
on quickly, and I'm like, I never even met anyone, so I'm still kind of trying to acclimate myself. Thank you for that clarification.
Oh, no, it's fine. We love Monique. Monique's wonderful, so I don't mind you mistaking, you know, me for her. That she's good people. But you have so much going on. That's funny. What's so funny? Tell me what's so funny these days.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I like to first share how the company came to be, because I've been a freelance producer now for over about a decade. And as I was continuing to be part of those independent projects, I had decided, you know, it was time for me to actually formulate my company. And the way That's So Funny Entertainment, with that name, came to be was that my whole life, pretty much growing up, I would always, when there was any type of situation that you were supposed to actually laugh, people used to always tell me, you know, Antonia, you never laugh. Like, you always just say, that's so funny. And throughout the years, because I always said that's so funny, when it came time to actually name my company, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to call my company That's So Funny Entertainment. So that's how the name came to be, and we just started our company 3 years ago in New Jersey. We're located in Finlinson, New Jersey. And I pretty much formulated the company because I wanted to go ahead and showcase a variety of the main three components that we do at our company. And I came from a theater background. I went to Queens College and I graduated with drama, film, and theater. And I just felt like, you know what, I think I want to put all these things together. And I also had a background in the music industry. So I decided, you know what, why don't I just make a company that will cater to these three venues. And that's what we've done. And within the last 3 years, what we've been focusing on primarily has been right now film and television, along with theater. The only type of music that we're currently doing at this time is helping independent composers get their music out there, where we go ahead and we will attach their creative ideas of music to our project. We basically just, within the last 3 years, have been concentrating. I come with a background as well, not only in the secular world, but I also come with a background in the liturgical world, where I have had the opportunity to do a lot of religious productions. So within the last 3 years, I've concentrated even more so doing theater production, coming along different churches, helping them focus on a way to creatively take the arts in a theatrical format and really present it to an audience. And along with that, within the last 2 years, I had also ventured out into a new project where one of the churches in Riverside, New Jersey, by the name of Revolution Apostolic Worship Center, asked me to come alongside of them to do a production of the reenactment of the Passion of Christ and an Easter production. So what we did was we basically took an entire quarter of a block. We closed it down. I got clearances through all of the state, local, and county departments. And we created this live production, which was about an hour and a half show. And in that live production, we also creatively had a film crew come in. And we also not only Facebooked it live, but we also made a movie out of it. So I did something a little bit outside the box that normally people would not do. You're either going to do just a theatrical production and maybe do a little video, or you're just going to do an actual movie. And what I did, was that I collaged both of them at the same time and made this fantastic, production. And, of course, you know, creativity for me always comes from God, so I give him all the honor and praise because of it. And that just really allowed us to place a stepping ground in that community about how art can be displayed. We have been sanctioned now with that town to do numerous events, and I'm very excited about that. Alongside with that, what we have also been concentrating is within the last year, we just did our first official pilot. It's a comedy series called Boricua in the House. And what I basically had done was the creator of the show. And really what had happened was I was thinking of a format way to come back into television, because when I had graduated from college, I decided and had the opportunity that I wanted to do production work in, you know, various venues. And I would have the opportunity to, like, go and be a part of, like, Comedy Central, MTV, America's Most Wanted, and all these different networks and studios that allow me to come by their side as a production assistant as I started, and be able to do these projects. Later on in life, I said, you know, I really want to get back into television, and creatively, what am I going to do? Again, a revelation for me came through God one day at 5:30 in the morning, where I woke up with this whole dream that I was given about how to create a show, and this particular show. And basically, God was just telling me, you had the answer all along. You know, sometimes we're seeking, where is our next step, right? What do we want to do next? Where does our content come from? And a lot of times, we have our own content from our own personal experience. So with that said, I ended up creating a show called Boricua in the House. And basically, the show is about my life as a real estate agent in the last 18 years. Because just past year, I just recently retired as a real estate agent. I always had that as a second career. And what the show depicts is my life as a real estate agent, broker, dealing with the everyday struggles in the real estate business, because the forte, supposedly, of a real estate agent or broker is that, you know, everything goes well, you have great transactions, and at the same time, you know, you're very well off rich. This show doesn't depict that. This show primarily depicts the real struggles that real estate agents go through on a daily basis to really get by. So what I basically did was I took my entire collage of past cases, which I've protected, of course, and I made them into a comedic format. So we created this show to showcase different scenarios of what happens in the real estate world. We have an ensemble cast of 11 actors, and we're right now technically in our pitch phase to the networks and studios and in competition. It has been a great journey, and I'm very excited about the show because we're slated and ready to continue to do the additional episodes so we can go ahead and really have a great show that depicts a Latina, you know, lead actress. On top of that as well, I am currently in my company right now. We have come alongside in accordance with another company, LVP Films, by the owner of Lana Lakovna, who is actually a creator. She just created a new content for a comedy series called Family Secrets. I can't reveal too much about it at this time because we're still in the development phase and going into pre-production next month. But the bottom line is it's going to be a funny show about a young lady who is really looking to do a very special type of trade vocational trade that she's always wanted to do, and for some way, reason, form, shape, or the other, her family always seems to sabotage it. So in a comedic format, we now learn through this sitcom series all the different family secrets that exist within this family, along with some other secrets. So, as I said, I can't mention too much about it because we're still in the development stage, but I'm very excited about this project that's coming forth as well. In the interim as well, you know, I myself personally have just recently moved to Los Angeles 9 months ago. I have a station in New Jersey as well. I have a station here now. Our company is in the process of opening a second satellite company here in Los Angeles. We're still debating where exactly it's going to be located. But at this time, we are just really venturing out into this different culture here in Los Angeles that has really embraced us. And I'm really enjoying my season here. I really am, Shavira.
That was a lot. It was good. But it was a lot.
Thank you.
I was just like, wait, there's more. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
good.
Thank you. There
you
is.
Know, I love your energy.
Development.
I love your energy.
Yeah,
it's that high energy, positive energy. That's, you know, what makes people successful, because you know that nothing is going to get this person down. They're going to keep going. They're going to keep laughing. And they may not seem like they're laughing, but we got the radio on, don't we? We're listening.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I just always tell people, you know, because a lot of people do ask me, you know, how did you go about, you know, even getting your business off the ground, and how are you sustaining yourself? How is it possible, you know? And I always tell people, with God, everything is possible. You know, if you really have a dream and it's been given to you, you write it down and you look at it and you ask God, you know, how can I do this? What are the steps necessary? Can you, God, are you going to guide me in this? Are you going to supply my resources? For me personally, I can say that God has supplied every need that I've ever needed for getting my business on the ground, for getting my projects done, for building my relationships with people that have helped me along the way with my projects. And I tell people all the time, you know, you really have to build a relationship base of people. You really have to be a people person in any type of business. You need to know how to you know, work things out with people and help people along their journey, because then they along are going to help you in your journey. So it's a win-win for everyone. And I usually say to people, don't give up if something doesn't happen overnight, because if everything just happened overnight, it would be boring. When you're going through a process of struggle, trials, and learning, that's even going to help you even more to sustain what God is going to put on your lap and give you and allow you to have. So I usually
absolutely,
say to people, you know, when you're just going to do this journey, whatever dream it is, just do it. Don't think about it. Don't think about how resources are going to come to you, because God will supply people who will give you the resources unimaginable to you. And at the same time, he'll continue to carry you throughout the process of what he wants to do in your life. So I usually just tell people, you know, just do what you love. I'm at a season in my life right now that I'm really enjoying this time. And I'm a lot older. I'm not young, but I consider myself very young at heart, you know. So every time someone sees me, they're like, you know, there she goes again, like the Energizer Bunny. But I tell you, you know, I truly believe that if I would have had a lot of the things that I wanted when I was younger, I just would have not at that time been ready for it. But now that I'm older, and now I've ventured out into my new company, my new involvement, my new relationships with people, and just the things that I'm doing in my life, I'm at a better state right now, because I believe I am now in my prime time season of doing things accordingly, because all the years have allowed me to not only be a corporate individual in business, but it has allowed me to see different things from different perspectives. And I think what happens is sometimes when we're looking to open up a company or we're looking to do something different, you know, that we want to do, a lot of people don't realize that there's what's called the creative side, and there's also what's called the business side. And you need to know how to do both. And if you don't know how to do one or the other, then you need to get a partner that's going to help you balance, and you will be able to do things accordingly. But the business key behind any business or anything that you want to flourish in is very crucial, because no matter how you look at it, being in the film, television, and theater industry, and music industry, and any type of corporate facility industry, it is a business, and you need to know how to run business. So I'm just sharing that because, you know, I just love sharing my story with people and explaining to people that you never give up. It doesn't matter how old you become. When something is going to be for you, it's going to be for you. And as long as you continue to walk in grace and in gratitude and always thanking the people who have helped you is so important, which a lot of people forget to do, you will continue to have a journey that is beyond measure.
Absolutely. Words to live by. I mean, I love you sharing your story with our listeners.
Thank you so much. I have to say I was very honored that you asked me to come on the show and speak today because I find myself, you know, and you're still trying to venture out in the different things that you're called to do. You're still trying to figure out what are the different avenues, what are the different venues that I should be, you know, participating in or being a part of. And I always go to my source. I say, God, you know, what's next? What do you want me to do? What's next? And just getting the call, you know, to be able to do this, I'm like, oh, that's answered prayer right there. You know, I don't even have to worry about it. He's got it all under control. And so I'm very honored to be on your show, and I see that your show really brings forth the opportunity for many different individuals to really be able to share not only their stories, but also on a motivational level, really share with people, to encourage people about the different areas that they may have been thinking about or doing. I do want to say at this time that October will be our company in October and March of every year. We do accept open pitches. Now, most of the time, as people know, when they're trying to pitch an idea or a show or some type of content to a company, they have to go sometimes through a lot of red channels. You have to go through agents, you have to go through lawyers, the whole nine yards, and yes, that is how business is handled. What my company does is we make an exception twice a year, where one day in October, which will be October 1st, if you go to thatsofunnyentertainment.com, you will be able to personally pitch your project to our company, which goes straight to my eyes for review. So I just wanted to share that and let people know that we are accessible to helping them also reach their goals, their ambitions, and their dreams with the content, ideas that they have. And as well, our company is always looking for interns to help us on our projects. One of the things that I made sure that I did when I created the company was to make sure, number one, that I would have fairness across the board. And what I mean by that is, I've always had a multicultural cast, I've always had a multicultural crew, and I've always had a multicultural staff. So I make it clear to people that we are a company that gives opportunities to everyone, and everyone gets the opportunity to grow. So I say this because a lot of times, you know, college kids will come up to me and they'll be like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do next. And I'm like, well, you have to eventually do an internship, so why don't you consider maybe doing an internship, you know, with my company? And they'll ask me, well, I think that is that going to be a hard process? Will I even make it in because of my color, race, religion, background, whatever? And I said, absolutely not. That's not stopping you from being a part of my company at all. Because my whole objective is to make sure that everyone gets in, everyone gets an opportunity, and then we can release you to go and do what God has created you to do.
Absolutely. Amen. So what we would like to do is invite you to join us on our social media network, which is nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com. We would love for you to post on our social media network, the number one, you are accepting and you're so wonderful enough to accept pitches, but also
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So you post on in the Bookie that you're looking for interns. There are always people who want
to be a part of entertainment, to be a part of what's going on, and we can definitely put the full force of Punch TV Studios and the Bookie behind what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. It means a lot to me and my company. We appreciate that you're extending for us to be a part of that, and we are so excited to do so. And I really am just saying may God bless and continue to bless abundantly your show, your radio show. May you continue to have all the resources and everything that you need to be met, and may you continue to flourish in the platforms that you're allowing to come on your show to be able to share with other people. I really appreciate it, and I just I know that you're blessed beyond measure.
Oh, thank you as well as you are. So you are heard it here. You have heard it here. Antonia Roman, CEO and president of That's So Funny Entertainment. Wasn't she just lovely? She was just lovely. We have some great guests on the line. We have some people who are calling in. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you love to share your story, we won't know unless you press 1. So if you just like to listen, hey, that's cool too. Feel free to listen, but if you like to jump into the punch bowl, jump into the hot seat, and join the conversation, please press 1. We also like to invite all of our listeners to join us on our social media network, Nabookie, NABUKIE.com. Nabookie is the social media network for Punch TV Studios. We are going to produce over 300 new feature films and television shows over the next 4 years post-IPO. That's so many jobs that are going to be created, whether those are actors, directors, producers, the accountants, the runners, the everyone, the whole team for the show. So we're creating so many new jobs and opportunities. We're looking for a host right now for our e-news type show, the Hollywood Punch Report. So if you have hosting experience, if you love being on the red carpet, if you love interviewing celebrities. I mean, what's not to love about interviewing your favorite stars? So we're actively looking for a host. We actually have a casting call this Friday. So if you want to know about our casting call, visit us on Nabookie to find out, hey, you might be the next host of the Hollywood Punch Report. But everything that we have going on, all the updates about Punch TV Studios are on our website, Nabookie.com. We are currently in the process of our IPO. We're selling stock in the company at $1 per share. This is something that you want to be a part of, whether it's for your children, whether it's for your retirement. You want to be a part of the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0. You can visit our website at punchtvstudios.com and purchase your stock $1 per share. If you have questions, we know that many people, especially in the urban community, have never invested in an IPO before. It may be new to you. If it is, we have wonderful representatives in our investor relations department who are here to help you. They're here to help you with your investment. They're here to help you with your decision. Feel free to give them a call, 310-419-5914. Again, that number is 310-419-5914. We have the announcement that we are launching on KILM. That's K as in King, I as in Ingrid, L as in Larry, M as in Mary, KILM. Want everyone to go to their television sets right now. Find KILM on your cable station. So whether you have Charter, Dish, DirecTV, Frontier, Spectrum, you will be able to find Punch TV Studios, channel KILM on your cable network. You want to tune in right now so you can find the station. I know for me with Frontier, it's channel 20. For most people, it's if you have Direct or Dish, it's channel 64. But on August 1st, at the stroke of midnight, 12:01 a.m., it'll turn over to Punch TV Studios, so we want everybody to be ready, to be prepared. We're going to be covering Southern California from the desert to the sea, and that's where you want to be to watch Punch TV. In addition, we are looking for new shows. It's July 12th. We'll be on the air August 1st. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Not only is this an opportunity of a lifetime, if you have producers, if you have filmmakers, if you have anyone with any produced content that is ready for broadcast, not an idea, not a pitch, not something you're working on, not something you're going to do one day. But if you have any produced content that is ready for broadcast, preferably 8 to 12 episodes, 9 to 13 episodes, 9 episodes, if you have produced content in the can that you want to just go live with, then Punch TV Studios, on our network, this is the opportunity for you. And again, if you have that produced content, what you have to do is visit our website, Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com. Our executives over at Punch TV Studios are on Nabuki actively looking for new content right now as we speak. So if you have a friend, call them, text them, post them, tweet them, and let them know that Punch TV Studios is looking for new content. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and then we will be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
We are back from our commercial break. We still have Mr. Elijah Green Jr. in the Punch Bowl with us. What are your thoughts today, Mr. Green?
Oh, I'm fine. Enjoying the show. It's a very big, fabulous show. It really is.
Well, thank you. I mean, we definitely appreciate your support. What we like to do is, again, use this as an opportunity for people who, if you don't have any produced content or if people in your circle have some produced content, this is the opportunity right now for them to get their show on the air in a matter of days.
Oh, definitely. That's really good. It really is, and I'm always around people every now and then that have these ideas and in the process of doing things.
Yes, and we want to bring those wonderful people, the people with great shows, great ideas. We want to bring them into the fold, into the network, so that we can all win together. We love to do your story. I mean, you know, it's not going to be, we don't have time right now for August 1st, but we're still going to have so many shows in production, and that's what we're looking for. So we definitely want to keep you around, hold on to you, make you a part of the family. You might be Uncle Elijah, we don't know, but we want to work with you.
Oh, definitely. And I'm also part owner of Punch Television. You know, yeah, definitely got my certificate and all, and I was proud to be a part of Punch Television. You know, with the dollar a share, it was amazing to have this opportunity. And you know, there's some people out there that don't even know about this opportunity.
Yes, and that's what we're doing. We're working very hard. That's what most people don't really see, how much work goes into what we're doing. You know, I don't even know when the last time I had an off day is. You know, what is an off day? You go because what we're doing is about changing the world, changing the entertainment, creating jobs, creating generational wealth. So much that goes on so that everyone will have an opportunity to be a part of it. So I'm so glad and I'm so excited to hear you say that you received your stock certificate. How did you feel to get your stock certificate in your hand?
Oh, my. I mean, that was one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's like going all the way back to childhood when you get that big surprise for Christmas and for your birthday. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was the best feeling. It was really a good feeling. I mean, it's something how, and I just thank God for the opportunity. I mean, Jesus is the way maker, you know, people's life that bless people with great opportunities and jobs in life. I mean, it's a blessing.
It definitely is. It definitely is. That's why we want everybody to be a part of what we're doing. Many people may not even understand exactly what we've done here at Punch TV Studios, but we have literally changed history. And that's why we have so many people that are confused or they don't understand what's going on, because basically since approximately 1930s, investing in a company had to be done a certain way. You had to be what is commonly referred to as an accredited investor. So an accredited investor had absolutely nothing to do with your race or your color, although accredited investors may be more likely a certain race than any other race. It's about income. It's about your net worth. So what we've done is that we made it possible for non-accredited investors. And let me correct that. It's not what we've done, but when President Obama signed the Regulation A, when President Obama signed Regulation A, he made it possible for non-accredited investors. He made it legal for non-accredited investors to invest in a company, to purchase stock in a company, because previously the theory was people, if you're not an accredited investor, you don't have enough to lose. You don't have any money that is discretionary. So if you want to go make a purchase and it's just for fun, you can't do that because you don't have enough. Or investing in a company, you need to focus on these priorities. So President Obama said, you know what, unless we open up the gates, unless we allow people to invest in a company and have part ownership in a company, how are these people ever going to be able to change their economic state? So when we went out and we let people know about the investment opportunity, there were a lot of people who said, you can't do that. There's no way people who aren't accredited investors can buy stock in a company. That's not real. That's not legit. And so we had a lot of learning to do and teaching to do. We had to teach people what the new laws are. So now that we've done that, everyone can be a part of changing their future, changing their grandchildren's future. And that's what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios. We are literally changing the world. So when we have people like you, Mr. Green, who receive their stock certificates and call us and say, hey, I got my stock certificate, it makes us feel good. Hearing from people makes us feel good because it makes us feel like everything that we've done is not for nothing.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of great workers in Punch Television that really actually put their foot out there and break down doors in the industry, you know, mentally doing the job, and hard workers like yourself. And Rachel is one of them. Rachel's been with the company ever since day one, and she's been doing a fine, fabulous job. You know, great people to work with.
I just want to mention Rachel real quick. Rachel is wonderful, and Rachel is a shining example of someone who, like you said, has been there at the start and came in and was humble enough to learn and started as a receptionist. And now, 9 years later, she's the vice president of Punch TV Network. She just received her promotion maybe 2 weeks ago. So when we talk about Punch TV Network and coming to Los Angeles in August 1st, then we have to congratulate Rachel Ramos.
Definitely. I mean, both thumbs up to her and her very fabulous work, and she's a great person to be around. She always has a great smile on her face every time you see her. It's always glad to see people and work with people, you know. And it's one thing about Punch Television. A lot of gives great opportunities to a lot of African-Americans as well as I see that. And that's really beautiful. I use the word fabulous all the time because I know fabulous people when I see them and I hear their voice. But a lot of people had to take notice that Punch TV worked with a lot of African Americans and give them a chance to have something in life. And I noticed it. I've been noticing this for a few years now. And it's a great opportunity. It really is, because it's not too many studios that I can count on my hand before I can even get to 10. They give you these opportunities. You don't find, especially in California.
Yes, and not only that, but you don't have these studios who, to a certain extent, even care. I mean, their concern is not about changing the world or making opportunities for new people, creating opportunities for producers and filmmakers, creating generational wealth. You have studios who their primary focus is just simply their bottom line, not necessarily the community or the people, but their bottom line. So we are very concerned with the shareholders, and we definitely are going to make sure that each and every shareholder is taken care of and has a return on their investment because of all of their belief in what we're doing. But Punch TV Studios is literally changing the world. We have so many people who call in and they say, hey, you know, I want to know what's the difference between you and all those other companies. You know, you have OWN, you have Found, you have TV One, you have Centric, you have so many different channels. Why should I invest in Punch TV Studios? Is your content guaranteed to be better than theirs? Do you have all the biggest names that they don't have? Why should I invest in Punch TV Studios? And so my response is always, we have great content. We have wonderful shows. But when you look at the other channels, are you able to make money? Are you able to get in on the IPO for these companies? Other people watch television, watch these channels. Do you have an opportunity to change your life? And so that's what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios. We are changing lives. We are shaking up the game on Wall Street. We are doing what has never been done before. And those are the major things that we want everyone to understand that we are doing here at Punch TV Studios.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one thing we do have to get used to in life, no matter what business that we have that we accomplish in life, we're always going to have positive and negative responses. And it's something we have to get used to, and we can't get mad at that because it's part of life, you know. But the ones that have negative responses, you know, they're going to live to see the improvement and how people's businesses will grow, and then they're going to come at the last minute and want to get involved, you know. And Punch TV is a fast-growing network, motion picture network in California, for what I can understand, for what I see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and whoever don't take advantage of the opportunity, now they're going to be sorry, because they try to find a motion picture reality show, people that make their own movies, try to find that a station that gives you a chance to come in to do your own thing. Try to find that. I can't count to five. I doubt if I can count the three of how many big motion picture studios let you do.
Absolutely.
You know, especially in California.
Absolutely. So that's why it's very important that people understand that what we are doing is rare. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, especially in entertainment. So we are focused on closing out the IPO. We're focused on doing so many different things, but we cannot do everything by ourselves. We need your help. We need your support. We need you to be the evangelist who get on the phones, who call your friends, who call your coworkers, who go over to your neighbors and let them know that they can purchase stock in Punch TV Studios at $1 per share. Because the same people, your coworkers, your neighbor, the guy at the gym, are the same people who are going to tell you, why didn't you tell me about Punch TV Studios?
Why didn't you let me know that I can purchase stock at $1 per share? Why didn't you tell me when you purchase your stock that I can get in too? So that's what's going to happen. So, again, we want everyone to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com, purchase your stock at $1 per share, and then once you finish at punchtvstudios.com, to hop on over to nabuki.com and just be one of our cheerleaders. Let us know what's going on in your life. We have some great people on our website at nabuki.com, like our A Bottle of Youth. A Bottle of Youth is one of our biggest supporters. A Bottle of Youth and his family travels all over the country, has been on the road for almost the last year, traveling across the country with Punch TV Studio stock, $1 per share on the back of his car. It is so cool. Again, if you want to see it, hop on over to nabuki.com. Check out all the photos from the journey of A Bottle of Youth. It's something that Punch TV Studios didn't ask for, pay for, or expect. But he got in his car and said that this was so important to him and his family. He put his wife, his kids, the dog is in this car, traveling around, letting people know about Punch TV Studios. And those are the outside-of-the-box thinkers and the supporters that we definitely love. So, Mr. Green, again, I want to thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl. This show, just like every other show, is so wonderful, amazing. I thank everyone for allowing me, Sharifa Hardy, the opportunity to host this show. We are going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place, same Punch channel, 657-383-1974, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com, so you can listen live. Tune in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.